A weaker than expected jobs report boosted hopes that the Federal Reserve might be able to start cutting rates in the second half of the year. The April non-farm payrolls report showed 175,000 jobs created. That is well below the 240,000 jobs that was expected to be created. The unemployment rate also edged up higher to 3.9% versus 3.8% in the prior month. And wage growth year over year was 3.9%. That's below the 4% that was expected. So wage growth is not as strong. Job growth is not as strong. That's a good sign. It means that the Federal Reserve is unlikely to hike interest rates anytime soon and may begin cutting sometime later this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 450 points. That's 1.2%. Same with the S&P. It was up 1.2%. The NASDAQ up 2%. Apple advanced 7% after it announced a $110 billion share repurchase and a top and bottom line beat. Biotech stock Amgen was also up 12% after posting better than expected earnings and offering a positive update on an experimental obesity drug. This weekend, Berkshire Hathaway holds its annual investor conference. Warren Buffett will be holding court without his old partner, Charlie Munger. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Bob Pisani.